If you're looking to boost your communication skills, build better habits, and connect with people on a different level, then the podcast is for you. It's a place where connection and communication meet coaching. I'm your host, Podge, a seasoned expert in health, leadership, and psychology. Each week, we'll dive into topics related to health with a keen focus on the art of building meaningful relationships through insightful interviews and practical advice. I believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and by learning from each other, we can not only enhance our own lives, but also strengthen our communities and how we connect with others. So I invite you to join me on this journey of connection and growth. Let's get started. All right. So as I just mentioned, if anyone wants to jump in and say hello on this beautiful evening or night, if you're in Australia or Asia, or maybe you want to say good afternoon if you're in Europe, or perhaps you want to wish everyone a good morning if you are US based. Oh, we've got our first guest. Hakeem, I'm just leaving you in now. Welcome, welcome. How are you?
Hello, good evening. And for those in the US, good morning.
Hakeem, where are you? I was going to say phoning in from. Where are you calling in from?
I'm in the US. I'm in Eastern, the Atlantic Ocean.
Excellent. You are up nice and early then, ready to attack the Friday.
Well, unfortunately, I haven't gone to sleep yet.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, yeah, I suppose if I track back the time, that does check out. That does check out. But, is it? You don't have to go into any detail. Is it a work-related, or is this a usual occurrence for you?
Yeah, no, it's work. I just started working on stuff, and then, you know, there was a storm last night. Some really brutal storm that kind of just swept through for like a couple hours, and then just all of a sudden stopped. I mean, they were really. I thought that there was a hurricane or something coming in. But anyway, I'm good now. I'm resting and relaxing now. I'm gonna sleep for a few hours in a little bit here. I'm just winding down, and then I'm gonna get back to work, and I'll reset my cycle again. It's just, I'm going to be traveling again. So I'm on the go, but it's good. It's all good stuff.
You are absolutely on the go. There's just two points. One, there is incredibly funky weather going on. I know particularly in the US, I heard about obviously New York last week, which was wild. Here in Ireland, I haven't seen sun, I think, since July, which is quite tough. Is it fair to say, I think you said you're working again today. So does that mean your weekend hasn't officially started, or do you just work through the weekends?
Yeah, I don't have weekends like that. I just pretty much take breaks whenever I feel like it.
Excellent. You're in control of your schedule.
Yeah. And it's actually pretty often. I mean, I get to rest a lot. Like sometimes I'll just not do anything just because I feel mentally overwhelmed. So I just won't do anything.
Yeah,
but I have plenty of time to stop and go as, you know, as I wish.
That's interesting you bring that up, because now you've got me thinking. I know I have the topic of weekend eating, but there's a lot of unconventional schedules now. You know, it used to be maybe like the Monday to Friday 9 to 5 for almost everyone, but that's totally changed now, hasn't it? And like you're in control of your schedule.
Well, fortunately, I never got into that. I was never into the regular 9 to 5, and I've just got 10 seconds left here. So, it's just never been a big thing for me to do that 9 to 5 stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to jump back in later in the talk, please do. But thank you so much for jumping on, Hakeem. All right. Good to hear from Hakeem. And that definitely has given me food for thought. Yes, we will talk about the weekends, but I do want to acknowledge that there's definitely unconventional or just different schedules. These days, just with the flexibility of working and a lot of people pursuing their own line of work as well, which is absolutely like fantastic. But that is good. So when we do talk about weekend eating, I mean, it might just be a little bit different for everyone. And I guess we can tweak it to kind of eating or staying on track with your health when you're out of your normal routine, which for most people does appear on the weekends. So thanks so much, Hakeem. I appreciate you jumping in and sharing that with the group. As I said, it's great to have you all here, and welcome to your Friday or your late Friday, depending on where you are. And just, yeah, today's topic is just going to be a brief introduction to myself, and then we will dive into just how we can stay on track with our health, whether it's our weekend or when we do change our schedule slightly. So as you can see on the screen, my name is Podge. However, that is my nickname. My real name is Padraig, which is the Irish name for Patrick. But everyone just calls me Podge. One, I guess it's an easier name to pronounce, but just growing up as well, it's an abbreviation or it's a nickname off Padraig anyway. If there is one thing that you should know about me and you leave this talk, it's that I'm all about community. Can't you see how this platform is fitting me already? But I'm really impassioned by community. I'm impassioned by bringing people together to make a real difference. So I love seeing a team click. I love seeing everyone's strengths being used to the fullest. So for me, in a world where we are connected more than ever, you know, I just spoke to Hakeem, who's on the East Coast of the US. Even though we are more connected than ever, what I have noticed is that there is a real life connection and communication disconnect. And I think it's becoming harder and it's just becoming harder and harder to communicate in real person and have that communal feel. And I'm just going by my experience from the small town I live in, and now I'm in Dublin City as well. So I really want communities and teams to thrive. But in order to do that, we must actually thrive individually as well. So at an individual level, I really hope to support and inspire people to find purpose in their lives. And at Noom, I am lucky enough that I get to do that through coaching. And even on this platform here, I'm incredibly grateful to connect with such a wide audience and try support you all. So I don't just say this stuff, I live it, and I really do love what I do. So if you do want to connect with me, please feel free to drop me a DM. And as always on the live talks, feel free to join in as a guest. I've grown up in Ireland, so the small town I mentioned is called Killarney. Again, drop me a DM or you can click a clap emoji if you've been there. It's a really beautiful town. Tourist town surrounded by wonderful lakes and mountains and a stunning scenery. And that does attract thousands upon thousands of tourists each year. If you ever do get to visit Killarney, my favourite thing to do is a hill called Cardiac Hill. Terrible name, but it's called that for a good reason. It's an incredibly challenging stone steps that I think they go up a few hundred meters, but essentially you can't walk up it or run up it. It's almost like you're lunging up this mountain, so it's incredibly challenging. No matter how fit you are, you'll never do it and be like, ah, that was easy. It's always really difficult. It lasts for about 15 minutes of incline lunges. So that's the tough part. But when you get to the top, it's a pity I can't share photos on here, but when you get to the top, there really is a beautiful, I mean, like stunning scenery. Just picture a lovely blue lake, beautiful green trees. And then in the distance, you have the town. You can see the church, which is one of the main staples of the town. You can see we have multiple hotels, some of them on the lake, really stunning. And then more mountains in the background as well. Coach Emily has just messaged to say, Killarney is so beautiful. One of my favorite places when I went to Ireland. And yes, Cardiac Hill is no joke. It is wild to me that there is someone on here. We have 43 guests and someone has been to that exact spot that I'm talking about. So thank you so much, Emily, for sharing that. It's such a challenge going up that hill. So beautiful town, would recommend if you get there. And obviously, if you are there, you can drop me a DM and let me know how you're doing or if you want any extra tips. I'm just going to jump into a bit about my education. I have a bachelor's degree in biological science, physics and teaching. So with that, I was able to teach secondary school or high school if you're in the US. So I was able to teach high school kids And yeah, it just shows that I really have a passion for learning, number one, but also have a passion for teaching and helping people learn and develop as well. I know I said physics there, but my God, I have not done that in years. So please do not test me with anything physics related. I will fail miserably. When I was in schools, what stood out to me was around actually canteens and cafeterias. So I've always been interested in sport, and I'll get onto that in a minute as well. So that always meant my nutrition. I had to look after my nutrition. And what I noticed in school canteens, and you might attest to this in the part of the world you're in, but if I'm being blunt, like, some of the food, not great. You know, it was a lot of refined carbohydrates, very bland. If I could describe the color of the food in general, it would be white towards brown. You know, like your breads, you might have chicken, but the chicken would be covered in, they'd be chicken goujons, so they'd be breaded. We have things called hash browns. I don't know, are hash browns anywhere else in the world? But essentially it's just like fried, I think it's like fried potato. So again, fried foods, sausages, fried, a lot of basically fried type foods. And that got me wondering and curious, you know, when people in schools are obviously growing and developing, so in my eyes, they should have the most important nutrition, or schools should be educating them about eating healthily and looking after their bodies and their health as they age. But it wasn't the case. But I understand too, right? There's money constrictions there. Like, these foods are kind of cheap. They can get in bulk. They store for a long time. So I do understand that. But yeah, that just kind of ignited more of a passion that I really wanted to help. Schools, that was my original thought, was to help schools kind of incorporate healthier eating into their into their schools. So I went on and pursued a master's in nutritional science from there. And after, I mean, I guess while I was doing that, I was learning about the intricacies of nutrition, what works well, kind of nutrition and disease was one, obesity. These were all kind of modules that I was taking. I was fascinated, like, as you can probably tell, biological science, my first degree, nutritional science, anything science related, really, really intrigues me. It was after this degree, myself and my girlfriend, who's now my fiance as of last August, which is exciting, we went to San Diego. And it was here I actually found and was lucky enough to find Noom. So it really matched very well. I just finished my nutritional science degree. At home, I was helping sports teams around nutrition, healthy eating, behavioral change. And then I was able to find Noom around 2017, which was awesome. Like, I was so happy when I came in and I saw what the role was. I was originally a coach. I was coach at the beginning and was able to help thousands and thousands of people reach their health habits. So for those of you who might not be too familiar, like, Noom has certain pillars. Like, they do help around your nutrition and advice. They do help around exercise. But where Noom, I think, is a differentiator is around behavioral change and the psychology of change. So I suppose I understand it, because from my experience, you can tell people to eat certain foods or do certain exercises, but unless something switches in their brain, you know, it mightn't be a long lasting or lifestyle change. And I was fascinated by the area of psychology. So you're beginning to realize by now I love studying. So back I went again, and I've done a master's in psychology, which I graduated from actually about a year ago. So I had the teaching degree, nutritional degree, and the psychology degree as well, which I think all really supplement my passion around building community and helping people to find a purpose in their lives. And I do that by helping them build healthy habits and create the life that they want. Regarding my hobbies, I don't know if there's anyone know Irish football, but I'm big into Irish football, and I also play soccer. Irish football, for those of you who don't know, is kind of like a mix. It's almost like a soccer pitch, but bigger. So it's got soccer goals, and then it's got rugby or American football posts over the goals. So you can kick over the goal for a point, you can kick into the goal for 3 points. And yeah, that's been a huge, huge part of my life. I was lucky enough to play. It's technically an amateur sport, but it's actually similar to Aussie Rules. They actually play like an Aussie Rules elite team play like the Irish football elite team every year. It's a really big, well, it used to be a bigger event, but it's still a pretty, pretty big event. And some of those Aussie Rules players are absolute athletes. But I was at the it's an amateur sport, but at the highest level, you do play in front of in Croke Park in front of like 80 something thousand people. And I was lucky enough to have the privilege to do that. Lucky enough, but it was daunting, but it was really an unbelievable experience as well. Another hobby or things I love to do for fun really is just family time connection. If you were on here yesterday, you've heard me talk about my little niece and my nephew. My nephew's 5, my niece is 1.5. And yeah, I really do appreciate just having time to connect, relax, sit down, eat a meal with my family as well. And I'm lucky enough that we get to do that on a regular occurrence. So just to sum up, if I was to sum up my life is too dramatic, but I can kind of put my passions into pillars or groups. I would say the first pillar is sport or exercise. So as I mentioned, I have a real passion for Irish football and soccer. I've been playing sport since a very, very young age. And I feel it's taught me a lot, not just about sports in general, but I do think sport teaches you a lot about resilience, problem solving, just determination and learning from mistakes as well. The second pillar would be around nutrition. So I do believe in just supplementing and caring for your body by the foods that you put into it. And obviously I had that passion around helping the kids in schools back when I was a teacher as well. And now with Noom as well, helping people develop healthy relationships around their nutrition. The third pillar would be psychology. And when I talk about psychology, for me, it's about looking at your life and seeing what's bringing value to your life. So psychology for me, one is around, I think about my sleep. Am I getting a good quality of sleep? I think about my work. Is the work that I'm doing fulfilling to me? Am I bringing value to my work? But also, is work bringing value to me? And then my final pillar would just be connection or social. Again, I do put a lot of time and value into connections, being around people, socializing with people, just learning. It's probably one of my favorite things at Noom is that everyone here has an absolutely fascinating story to tell. Everyone has unique talents, unique skills. Like even Coach Emily, when you said you're in Killarney, like I was super curious to ask you more questions about that, or have you traveled anywhere else, and learning a bit more about you. That stuff really, really does fill my cup. All right. That is a pretty brief summary about me. If anyone does want to come on and join as a guest, as I said earlier, you can click that plus button that is beside my head and I should be able to leave you in. But anytime you do want to pop in, either ask questions about my life or my journey, or even just tell me a bit about yourself. I'm always really, really receptive and wanting to hear. I really want to know the people that I'm kind of talking to as well, just so we can build that communal feel together. I think it's a good segue now, after speaking about social and connections as my fourth pillar, to move on to weekend eating. And I do want to broaden that. I know it says weekend eating here, but we'll broaden it to just like staying on track during the weekend with your health in general. And as we mentioned at the start, some people have different lines of work. Some people have different schedules that you might not have a weekend, but that's okay. We can tweak this to just a time that you are out of your normal routine. How do you look to stay on track with your health? Is it important for you to stay on track? Do you get frustrated? Do the weekends scare you? Which They could. They can be incredibly tough. And it is a good time because it is Friday and I'm even going through the motions as well. This happens sometimes. Now, the last few Fridays have been relatively structured by me. I've had a football game, so I've had to base my weekend around that. But this weekend, I do not. And I'm also, I have the privilege, I'm actually going to a friend's wedding next week in Rome. So this weekend really is about kind of prepping for that. But I also do have a free weekend in terms of sport. So I'd be lying if I said there wasn't some hesitation around, oh, I'm going away for a week to a wedding next week. I have to pick up a few things this weekend for that trip. Myself and my fiance haven't gotten a weekend together in a while. We might want to go out and have a drink. We might want to go out and have some food. So all of these can make things really difficult. We might want to go out and have a meal. However, we know next week it's going to be incredibly difficult because we're going to be way out of routine. We're going to be at a wedding. We're going to be eating out. I probably have my body weight in pasta next week. Again, I wish I could send some pictures into this form. But the weekends can be really tough, you know. Maybe it's because you feel that you've earned the right to indulge. Maybe you've had a long week of whatever it might be. It might be work or some other sort of stressors. Or perhaps there's just more social stuff happening, for example, in the story I shared about the wedding at the weekend. So whatever the reason, and again, I would love to hear if someone is going through something like this currently, or if you do have any kind of fears or hesitations around the weekend, I'm more than happy to help you talk through that. But while I do wait for a guest to join, I want to provide you with three key takeaways to keep in mind when you're facing a weekend food frenzy or just like health frenzy in general. Number one, look for balance, not a ban. So look for balance, not a ban. So balance is your buddy. I'm liking the B words here. So totally cutting out all the treats can make you feel like you're missing out. And that is not fun. That can actually happen. If you say no things for too long, it almost builds up and you could end up overindulging in whatever it might be. I'm thinking for me, it was definitely around my kryptonite is, we call them potatoes, but potato chips or crisps are my kryptonite. And I was trying to give them up recently. So, and by the way, my fiance is able to get Pringles for incredibly cheap where she works. So it's not good when there's a bunch of them in the house. But I kept saying no. When I'd walk past them, even in my head, I'd be like, no, no, no. And that no almost got louder and louder and louder in my head. And then eventually I just cave and I eat like half a bag of them. So it can happen. I think if you're constantly saying no, it's really not fun and can really amplify what you're trying to do. So instead of banning your favorite foods, think about how to balance them, perhaps with healthier choices. So for example, maybe if you're craving a burger, go for it. But maybe skip the fries this time or swap them out for a salad. So a nice little kind of tweak on what you're doing, but you're not banning any particular foods. Takeaway number two, listen to your body. So listen to what your body is telling you. Sometimes we eat out of habit, not hunger. Ask yourself, are you really hungry? Or are you just eating because that's what you do when you're doing a particular event, which could be when you watch a movie on a Saturday night or when you're out with friends. When you're at a social gathering, maybe there's food there and you're just picking at it because that's what you do at a social gathering. I think it's important to take a moment to check in with yourself at that time as well. And just ask yourself, yeah, to just listen to your body. Takeaway number 3, plan to succeed. So finally, planning is not just for work meetings. It works for weekend eating too. If you know you've got a dinner out, maybe you have a lighter lunch. Or if there's going to be a really nice dessert where you're eating out. I'd be curious to know what desserts people like. I'm kind of weird this way. I'm not a big fan of sweet stuff, as you saw my savory when I said I've eaten half the packet of Pringles. But my favorite dessert, and my fiance is killing me here because I want to try to get this at our wedding, but it's definitely not going to happen because I am not a 5-year-old child. But my favorite dessert is just vanilla ice cream with chocolate syrup. Like that's like that the best dessert that I can think of. I know there's other desserts out there, but I just like it just super simple. Anyway, I digress. So if there's going to be a really nice dessert, ice cream, plan for it. And most importantly, enjoy it without the guilt. Extremely important to not be out at a meal and be feeling guilty. And I think that's where that planning to succeed can come in. I guess I can give you a little bit of advice from my life. And when it comes to, so if I'm thinking about that dinner out, it really depends what I am doing around it. Again, if I do have some sort of exercise event, maybe a match, or I know I'm going on a hike up to beautiful Cardiac Hill, when I'm having my lunch, I won't feel guilty about like whatever I eat, so I could get a full dinner with a lot of carbohydrates. I do always try and make sure there's a protein source in every meal. But generally, if I'm around exercise, I can have a higher level of carbohydrates or just a higher level of calories in general, because I know I'm going to be exercising. But if I was, let's just say I was hurt or not able to play sport or do activity, when I'm on a dinner out, I might choose an option which is more protein-based. So I might get like a steak and I might get it with maybe potatoes versus a big plate of chips or French fries. I might have a smaller dessert versus going out for a bigger dessert. So I think that's important. When you're planning as well, you can plan around the other aspects of your life too, just to keep things in balance. All right, for those of you who are just joining in, my name is Coach Podge. DM me if you can remember what I said my real name was. I want to see if I want to test people on that one too. And today I just talked about a brief introduction on myself. I guess I can give you a very, very short version. Growing up in Ireland, I have degrees in a lot of things. Teaching, biological teaching, nutritional science, and psychology. The one thing you should know about me is I am impassioned by building community. And at an individual level, that means I really help individuals find their purpose. And at Noom, I'm lucky enough to get to do that by helping people build healthy habits that work for them or long lasting for them. Next, we just spoke a bit about weekend eating, how difficult it could be. Not just weekend eating, kind of weekend health, or just health in general when you're slightly out of routine, as we're aware a lot of listeners now have work schedules or schedules that take away their weekend, or their weekends could be a weekend, quote unquote, weekends could be a different day as well. We provided three key takeaways when it comes to your health on those days where your habits are, your routine might be a little bit off, or your weekend eating. Takeaway number one was to be balanced and not to ban. So don't ban any foods, but just eat in that is about moderation. Takeaway two, listen to your body. So sometimes we eat out of habit and not hunger. So just asking yourself, are you really hungry or are you eating because of the situation that you're in? Takeaway number three, plan to succeed. As we said, planning is not just for work. It works for weekend eating too. So if you've got a dinner out, you might have a lighter lunch. If you know you're going to be exercising heavily around that dinner, maybe then you can have, it could be a bigger dessert. You just want to do something that makes you feel guilt-free. All right. That's the rundown on me and just keeping it real and in check when it comes to weekend eating. Remember, it's not always, or it's not all about finding sweet spot between enjoying life. It really is all about finding the sweet spot between enjoying your life and looking after your health as well. Again, I'd love to hear from you guys. This conversation does not have to end there. I'd like to know what your weekend eating challenges are. If you've got any tips of your own, maybe you've got a question on how to make this work better for you. Please feel free if you want to either join this chat or after, like, please drop me a follow or a DM as well, and we can keep this conversation going. As I said at the start, I'm really just love hearing about people's stories and the unique value that you can bring into the world. And I'm always happy to engage via DMs and engage via these live talks as well. All right, with that, I can wish you all a beautiful weekend, and I will chat to you again tomorrow. Take care, folks.